The jackpot keeps growing. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. No winner in Wednesday night's Powerball jackpot, so the money rolls over to Saturday night's drawing for at least $1.23 billion. That makes it the eighth largest jackpot in U.S. history. The cash option on that is more than half a billion dollars. It looks as if former President Trump's hush money trial will go forward with the start date of April 15th. The judge in the case denied the former president's request for a delay until a ruling over his claim of presidential immunity.
Judge Juan M. Mershon criticized the former president's attorneys for filing the request so soon before jury selection. Meanwhile, lawyers for the former president want the judge to recuse himself because of his daughter's work at a firm that was hired by Vice President Kamala Harris. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The bodies of the international aid workers killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza Monday are headed home. That includes dual U.S.-Canadian citizen Jacob Flickinger. A GoFundMe page set up for the 33-year-old says he was the father of a one-year-old boy and partner to the baby's mother. Fox's Trey Yingston, Tel Aviv, says an independent investigation is being conducted into the airstrike.
Israeli officials have been outspoken following this incident, saying this was a result of misidentification. Initial reports indicate Israeli drones struck this SUV along with two other cars. The convoy was traveling on the Al-Rashid Road along the Mediterranean Sea when the incident took place. The incident will directly impact the ability for aid to get to Palestinian civilians. President Biden released a statement Tuesday saying he was outraged by the deaths of these aid workers, adding that Israel is not doing enough to protect humanitarians in Gaza.
And a mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow lost 43 points. The Nasdaq rose 37. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
More rough weather ahead across a huge section of the U.S.
Cleanup continues from Kentucky to Atlanta, Missouri to the Ohio Valley from a series of tornadoes Monday and Tuesday.
I've never seen nothing like it. And debris everywhere. I mean, it's like a mile down the road.
She's in Kankakee County, Illinois. Tens of thousands without power in more than a dozen states, with the crosshairs of heavy rain and severe thunderstorms now focused on the I-95 corridor, with flood warnings from West Virginia to Philly and New York. Several inches of rain expected with possible damaging winds and hail. And there's blizzard warnings in upper Michigan with up to 3 feet of snow possible in Marquette as that snow system moves to the northeast through Thursday. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A magnitude 6.1 earthquake struck off the east coast of Honshu, Japan a short time ago. No word on damage or injuries, unlike Taiwan's 7.4 quake that killed at least 9 people and injured more than 1,000. White House spokeswoman Jean-Pierre.
We continue to closely monitor the earthquake impacting Taiwan, and we certainly pray for all those who are affected. We are standing by. The United States is standing by on the ready for any necessary assistance.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is upset about a White House immigration program that's sending thousands of illegals into the state.
DeSantis demanding the Biden administration end its CHNV parole program. CHNV stands for Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. The program lets migrants from those countries bypass the traditional immigration process and get temporary entry into the U.S. Official CBP numbers show that overall in fiscal year 2023, 184,000 migrants from those countries flew into Miami alone.
Fox's Matt Finn. And I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.